The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
In 2008 of June, I was diagnosed with terminal cancer, stage 4 kidney cancer, given a 50% chance to live 1 year. And like Jordan says, the longest living patient was 6 years. And 14 years later, here I am, but I have not seen a doctor, had any medication, or had a CAT scan in 12 years.
Coming up on Life Today, Diego Mesa shares his journey of overcoming cancer with help from Jordan Rubin and Natural Remedies.
Well, we want to welcome you to Miracles. I'm James Robinson, and this is Life Today, and this is Betty, and that's a miracle that I got a beautiful girl like this and married nearly 60 years. And life is precious. Health is precious. You can't take it for granted, but you can enhance it, you can strengthen it, you can improve it, even miraculously. Natural Remedies. This is written by Jordan Rubin, who came here 17 years ago. And he came with a maker's diet. And then he began to teach things that actually are here. And so much, if not all, the maker's diet concepts are here. But natural remedies, things that other people did, things that are clearly in the Bible, that if you understand them, they are even miraculous in their effect. And Jordan was miraculously cured of cancer. And he began to share the truth. And now he has a guest he's going to introduce who was amazingly cured of cancer when it couldn't be. You got to hear the story. He's sitting right here with us. So you're going to hear two miracles. Here is a way to enhance life, to improve life, and even many times see miracles occur in the area of your health. So Jordan, we're glad that you're here. Jordan Rubin, you have a guest. I'm going to let you introduce the guest in a moment. But he had a miracle. So you just take it however you want to. Thank you for the book. Thank you for your life.
This is Pastor Diego Mesa of Abundant Family Living Church and Rancho Cucamonga, California. And Diego and I were introduced by mutual good friend, John Bevere. And I had just overcome cancer miraculously. And John was visiting me and I told him about my healing. And weeks later, he was preaching in Pastor Diego's church, and he called me and he said, I am preaching at a church where the pastor was just diagnosed with cancer. You were late 40s, I think, correct?
Yeah, 47.
And that's my age right now. And this was someone who you ran
marathons,
and you had renal cell carcinoma diagnosis, kidney cancer, metastatic to the bones, I think on the spinal column. And Diego and I spoke, and at the time he was on a conventional medical course and not ready to follow a natural approach, which was fine. I certainly never push anybody. And about a year later, Pastor Diego called me back and he and his wife Cindy visited me where I was living in Florida. My wife Nikki and I shared with them how to eat and how to prepare different meals that would be part of Pastor Diego's healing journey. We prayed for him as a church, laid hands on him, which was amazing. And over the course of, I would say, gosh, the next 10 plus years, he has been the most amazing and compliant, miraculous testimonial ever. Mm-hmm. And what I will say about this man is that he was cursed, not by intention, but told by a doctor that the longest lived person in history, recorded history, with his diagnosis was 6 years. Mm. And he is, we are past 14 years right now. Wow, so this is a, you're not in the record books for fastest marathon time, but you're in the record books for healing. And I will say this, as great as God's creation is and as amazing what he has given us by ways of natural remedies, the supernatural is so critical. And so what I and Diego both did that I would say is the universal answer to bring healing is a prayer that was quoting scripture. We said it out loud. We alluded to it on a previous program where Kenny Phillips talked about that, but we tell heaven and we warn hell that we are healed by his stripes. And we quote that out loud 3 times a day, and that is the best medicine. And we have amazing prayers in the Natural Remedies book. We have essential oil massage. That was a big part, massage, of what both Pastor Diego and I did. And I remember like it was yesterday getting a call from Diego, and I do have faith, and I try to adopt Hebrews 11:1 faith, but the truth of the matter is that there are times when we can walk on water and times when we fall. And so when I got the phone call from you, my hand was literally shaking because I knew he was going to get a follow-up scan. And coaching someone with a serious health challenge is very emotionally challenging. And so I remember getting that call, and I seemed to lose faith, but it was truly a great moment of my life. And I can say this, that if everything that I've gone through and all the challenges personally, and just watching my wife suffer when I was diagnosed, but to hear, you know, that message from this man and just know that his children and his grandchildren and his church could be impacted, I try to tell people that you just have to have faith, because the challenge you're going through is not just about today, about you. It's about that person you're going to meet that needs to hear the testimony, the good news that you can share. So,
amen.
Diego, I want you to share your heart from your point of view, the journey. Tell us about it.
Well, I say, if you would have saw me as a 47-year-old man in 2008, I would have looked like the perfect specimen of being in shape, but I wasn't healthy. And there are a lot of people who look like me, like they're in shape. Outwardly, they look wonderful, but inwardly, they're not healthy, with a lot of imbalances that were going on in my life. Wasn't drinking a lot of water, just drinking a lot of juices. Hardly ate any vegetables, if anything. No fruits in my diet. Didn't have education about the benefits of that. Too much stress in my life, building a $47 million church, traveling all the time, working out, doing marathons all the time. Just ran my immune system down to zero. To me, violated the laws of God when it comes to health. And in 2008 of June, I was diagnosed with terminal cancer, stage 4 kidney cancer, given a 50% chance to live 1 year. And like Jordan says, the longest living patient was 6 years. And 14 years later, here I am, but I have not seen a doctor, had any medication, or had a CAT scan in 12 years. First 2 years, I did conventional. I didn't know no better, like everybody else. I had my right kidney removed, because that was the origin of it, take it out of me, and then make me well, until the doctor said, you're never going to get well. And I said, what if I come in and feel really great and tell you I want to run marathons again? He said, you will be committing suicide if you come off of this chemo treatment. At that moment, I realized that was not going to be the answer. I was going to have to seek God for something a little bit different. And 1 year into the diagnosis, though, being on conventional treatment, not knowing about a naturopathic healthy diet, the doctor said, well, I'm about ready to tell you, is you equal to you winning the lottery? I've told very few patients, but you're in remission. I don't know how you're in remission, but we have 4 CAT scans that could verify their tumor shrinking and their tumor's no longer there. That's when I knew that God was manifesting my healing power, because like Jordan said, every day, and I can count it for 4 years, less than 5 times did I miss speaking over my body 10 minutes from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, calling out every organ, tissue, blood vessel of my body, my liver, my colon, my bladder, my spleen, and reading 175 scriptures of health and healing over me. And I just tell people, you know, you just got to be ornery. You just got to be ornery. Don't act like you've never been ornery. I could follow you around and I'll see some orneriness within you. Why aren't you like that? You know, I'm as much faith as everybody else, but let's just not say I'm believing God, but not have the actions and the manifestations of believing God. If a doctor told you to take this pill 3 times a day, you would never miss that. You don't miss your appointments, and I'm not here to judge people. Be that way when it comes to the things of God. Mm-hmm. You're in the toughest battle of your life, so you got to match it with that same intensity. The enemy's trying to take you out with everything he's got. You got to fight the good fight of faith to stay in it, the battle. So that's kind of the nutshell of what happened.
Have you watched people respond to what you're saying in your church, and take things like this serious?
I think it is, because Jordan detoxified my mind, because I think the greatest battle is not the physical battle. It's not the cancer. It's right here. Mm-hmm. What you heard, the pictures and images that God, the devil shows you of you being in a hospice, your family over you at the funeral, all those were, so you got to cancel those thoughts, reprogram, get into the Word of God, speak hope. And that's what he gave. He gave me a regimen to follow. He gave me some ways of thinking, but he gave me hope. And that's what a lot of people just need. They need hope. And sometimes you could be so weary down in the battle, you just start accepting it. You just start succumbing to it. You just start saying, I guess it's going to be that way. And that, to me, there are two common traits of survivors, the will to live and the will to do whatever it takes to live. Mm. And that's kind of what he told me to do. He told me, this isn't going to be easy. Yeah. It's going to be the greatest fight of your life, but you got to be willing to do this, Diego. And I couldn't say that I was willing when I first talked to him. It took me a year to do that until I said, I think I'm ready now. And that's what we did.
Did you find yourself going through some of the things he learned to do in your journey?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it was a little bit, I'm not going to say flying blind, but I felt like I was pioneering this a little bit. I didn't understand it. I'd already written a book on overcoming cancer before I was diagnosed. And my situation was very unique in terms of how it manifested. But I knew that despite growing up with more of a Baptist upbringing where we used to pray, God, if it's your will to heal, when it came to my family and my future legacy, that wasn't enough. It was, by your stripes, I am healed. And I love the fire that Diego's sharing this. And when I do write a book about cancer again, and I'm planning on it, whenever God opens the door, it is going to be called To Hell with Cancer. Because you can't sit back and allow somebody, no matter how many credentials, degrees, or what kind of a lab coat they're wearing, tell you how long you're going to live, what your life's going to be about. And you absolutely have to storm the gates of hell, and you have to have the power of heaven behind you. And that's what's so important. And I think both of us have learned over the years, when we meet people that have been diagnosed, not just with cancer, maybe it's ALS multiple sclerosis or a so-called incurable illness, I can usually tell within 20 minutes what the outcome is going to be, because you are what you believe. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And we are told to listen to our doctors. We're told to look up websites that tell us what percentage chance we have to live. And we immediately believe that as truth. And so what both Diego and I chose, and what all of you need to choose, is life. That's why Moses said, choose life or death, blessing or cursing. And we chose life. But Amen. It wasn't just a verbalization. We followed principles. And what's great is God laid them all out beforehand. And a lot of what we talked about on a previous program, you want to talk about eating healthy fats? Nobody ate more fat than we did. But it was the right fats, the right fruits and vegetables and herbs and spices. And that's what Natural Remedies is filled with, these answers.
Have you found a way that you maintain what you learned from it, a way of life?
Yeah, well, I was a typical Latino Mexican who grew up with his frijoles and his burritos and his tostadas. And for him to introduce things to my diet, I went, ugh, oh, this is like eating like a horse or, a cow. How am I going to eat this, But it's mind over matter. And when you educate yourself to the benefits of what it's doing to your body, then that's when the victory comes. And I've learned that for everything that may have toxins in it, there's a counter to it. So you don't have to have the refined sugar. Just have some honey and maple or something like that. So it's a lot of education that we aren't often aware of that's found in the Bible and out there for us to learn.
You started 17 years ago trying to help us all understand the Maker. Had some suggestions with the Maker's diet. Let me just say this to you. I'm sitting here. You're looking at a miracle. I have rheumatoid arthritis in every joint of my body. My mother couldn't make a fist when she was 50, rheumatoid arthritis. Did you ever say it's in every joint of my body? I'm 100% pain-free. Not kind of pain-free. Interestingly, I began to take natural remedies. My friend, Michael Ellison, started Trivita, which has all these natural remedies. And I've been told by everybody, Betty knows, I am the number one natural vitamin taker on the planet. Supplements. The good ones. The best. Mm. I don't miss. And Michael said, God told me, and I researched in the Nopal cactus, there's anti-inflammatory. And I took Nopal cactus and cured all inflammation in my body in 2 months. That's 12 years. Did you hear what I said? Mm. It's the Nopal cactus. Now, you know, you teach all these different natural remedies. I'm saying, would you say for a guy that has rheumatoid arthritis in every joint in his body, I couldn't make a fist when I was in my mid-50s. Look at it. I would drive down the road talking to my hands that couldn't hardly hold the steering wheel. Just like you said, talking to them, telling them exactly where that stuff's to go. I took God very serious. I still take him very serious. But I also take natural remedies very serious. Betty took it very serious. People say, y'all look like a miracle. You can't be married 60 years. She didn't even look like she's 50 years old or 40 years old, okay? Look, we're trying to do what God chose us to do through people like this and through people like you who pray for us. I'm saying to you, we're trying to help you. Mm-hmm. How about you start in a way that changes every year the rest of your life and you can live for the kingdom that's here now, not the one to come. There's no disease there. How about we become overcomers and storm the gates of hell on this planet because the King is here and he's in us and his will can be done on his earth in our bodies. Do you believe that? Well, believe it because it's the truth. And you're seeing it, don't you, Diego?
Amen.
His kingdom, because the kingdom is here, he's got power here right now. This is his earth.
Absolutely.
It's not the devil's earth. Don't give any more of it to him. Okay, Father, help everybody here to say, I'm going to live as though the King has come because the Redeemer's come to Zion. The King is here. The kingdom of God is in me. And we can overcome the gates of hell right now in Jesus' name. Do it. Start doing it, okay? We'd love to send you natural remedies. You know, we ask everybody watching us to not overlook the overlooked, to not overlook the least of these. You know what Jesus said? You want to know who the sheep are? You want to know who really are my sheep? They're the ones who notice the least of these. They feed them. They give them to drink. They get them out of prison. They love them, and they're doing it to me. That's sheep. Mm-hmm. Most of our viewers seem to be sheep because they don't overlook the overlooked. We're going to ask you, I want you to listen to Tammy Trent. She's now part of our team. She's been part of our team for many, many years all over the world. Listen to God talk through her. I want you to give somebody some non-contaminated, non-diseased water. If you do it, and you want us to send you natural remedies to help you get into them, you make the gift God puts on your heart. We're going to make a gift to you that could be a gift of life to you because you're definitely a gift of life to people you give clean water to. So I want you to listen to Tammy, listen to God, but know we want to bless you. And I promise you this book and the truth in it will bless you beyond measure. Watch closely. Watch prayerfully.
How old is she?
¿Cuántos años tiene?
68.
68.
We were out in the middle of absolutely nowhere, and I was amazed when we came to this water source to find this precious older lady washing your clothes, but then to also find out that this is also their source of water. This is also what they drink.
In the sixth chapter of Galatians, we are advised not to grow weary in well-doing. In my years of travel with Life Today, I've witnessed firsthand the well-doing of compassionate followers of Christ. Like this well in Eastern Europe, or this well in South Asia, or this well in East Africa. James and Betty, the legacy you started has impacted the lives of millions around the world. I know because I've seen the wells of life-giving water in communities that had been plagued with death. And you've been their advocate, even in the midst of your own pain and grief. Contaminated water continues to be a dangerous reality for some of the most vulnerable people on earth.
Allí hay gripe, hay una dengue, que lo más el dengue es que está combatiéndome. y una diarrea, una vas que nos niños, esto no debía, un dolor, yo estaba pasando un gran dolor en la barriga, estos días.
Grandmothers like Patrona must either give their grandchildren filthy drinking water or watch them die from dehydration. So I appeal to you, James, to you, Betty, and to your viewers, please do not grow weary in well-doing, because clean water changes everything, but only if we choose to give it.
Wow, Tammy, I love you. She's been all over the world with us, and now she's on our staff and our team, and she'll be teaming with Randy and hosting Life Today. I got to just hold this up. We're sending this bronze of these cardinals. It's beautiful. It is a bronze. This was our daughter that we did lose to what we just talked about. And yet she said, I win. And indeed she has. She got four little grandchildren. She's only seen them from heaven. But she decorated her whole house. She was a cardinal fan, okay, St. Louis, Tulsa, a lot of folks in Oklahoma are. But she just loved cardinals. And an artist did this for us. And of course we think of Robin, but these birds are beautiful. The scripture, consider the birds. But we're sending it to those of you who will give $1,200 toward a $4,800 water well. You might be able to give the whole well. And then remember this. You make a gift to help us give water. We're going to send you natural remedies. We're going to send you the blessing of taking communion if you make a gift of $48 or more. Betty and I just thank God every day. How could I have enjoyed 60 incredible years married to her? And we went steady for 4 years. And yes, we totally behaved, because this lady is an enforcer. Not because I was so perfectly strong. She was better than Chuck Norris at defense. But here's the deal. We wanted to live right. We wanted to live our lives for Jesus. We want to help you live life. We want to bless you in every way possible. And health is a blessing from God. He is the healer. He is the comforter. He is the source of peace and of strength. We want to do everything we can to bless you, which is why we share him and so many beautiful guests with such diverse backgrounds. We love you, and you are helping us share his love with the least of these and the unnoticed. Make the best gift you can. Remember, $48 toward a water well gives 10 people water the rest of their life. Whatever level you can help, 144 gives 30. Could you give $1,200 toward a well? We send that beautiful bronze that I just referenced for any gift like that. Could you drill a well for a whole community, a whole village? Please, go get your bank card. Use it like a check. You write a check, make it to Life. Dial that number and take your bank card like a check. Or go online and use that bank card like a check the best way possible. Not only by experiencing greater health, but giving life itself through water. Thank you.
Across the globe, hundreds of thousands of lives are lost each year to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Natural Remedies. This beautifully illustrated book explores ancient nutrition and the health benefits found in God's creation, a valuable reference with biblical insight to help you live your best life. With your gift of $48 or more, we'll also send you The Blessing of Taking Communion, a companion book to help feed your soul and remind you of the transformative power of receiving the Lord's Supper. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our new inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds, inspired by Jesus' words in Matthew 6:26. This is the last day to receive natural remedies. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
14 years ago, God brought Jordan Rubin into my life. His principles are real, they're proven. I'm the evidence of it.
And within about a week, I noticed huge inflammation reduction. I noticed I wasn't stiff after my morning hike. It was amazing.
Following Jordan Rubin's principles has transformed our health and our immune system.
His teaching and his guidance have made an incredible change in my life and my family's life.
Yeah, I do want to mention to you the importance of you helping people have water and food. I also want to say this to you, that those of you who are like Betty and me, we're up in years. The people who are over 50, over 60, and really primarily over 70, we're the ones that if we will utilize what God's entrusted in our watch care, we can leave freedom here for our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and yours. And I promise you, life's going to be doing that. And life is going to be here until Jesus comes. Whether we are or not, we're going to be with him forever. But you think about us in your planned giving. And then remember this. You make a gift to help us give water. We're going to send you natural remedies. We're going to send you the blessing of taking communion if you make a gift of $48 or more. And my goodness, that's 10 people water the rest of their life. Surely you can do that. And we got the beautiful bronze of the Cardinals. I'm looking over here at it. Sure, it makes us think of our precious daughter, Robin, and the mom she loved, Cardinals. Consider the birds. They'll teach you the importance of working and teaching your children to work young. Birds go to work early, teach their kids early. We can learn that. Jordan, you look more magnificent every time I see you, more healthy, more radiant. Diego, you found a good thing, and he found a good thing. You two are a pair. Y'all can hit it out of the park anytime y'all get together. So you can come back anytime you want to. Thanks for watching Life Today. Thanks for sharing life with people all over the world. Thank you.
Are you concerned about your family being ill-equipped to manage resources when you pass away? Do you want to leave a legacy gift that impacts the lives of others? As a free service to our friends and partners, Life Planning Services, a ministry of Life Outreach International, is here to help with your estate planning needs and chart your financial future. Do not put off this important step to protect your loved ones and leave a lasting legacy. Contact Life Planning Services today. Singer-songwriter Olivia Lane took a dark turn when she lost her voice and felt like she lost herself. Atheist to Amen, next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.